Five Topics Triggering Needless Debate, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, men who are ignorant cannot appreciate activities in Krishna consciousness, and therefore Lord Krishna advises us not to disturb them and simply waste valuable time. But the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord because they understand the purpose of the Lord. Consequently, they undertake all kinds of risks, even to the point of approaching ignorant men to try to engage them in the acts of Krishna consciousness, which are absolutely necessary for the human being.
Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, 3.29 purport.
1. Who is the best scientist? The first opinion.
That guy literally discovered gravity. We had no idea before. That is why no one could fly. Man did not know the science behind suspension in relationship to mass. Everything began with that discovery. Where would we be today if that person wasn't around?
The second opinion.
Do you have any idea how terrifying a thunderstorm used to be? Consider this. People used to climb to the top of churches to ring the bell as a warning. They were actually putting themselves in danger without knowing it. Thankfully, that person who wasn't officially recognized as a scientist discovered that lightning is nothing more than electricity. That improved everyday life for countless generations.
2. Should we condemn that celebrity for what they said 10 years ago? The first opinion.
Come on, man, you can't say those things in the present period of time. They have to step down. Apologizing is not enough. The more we tolerate such hatred and bigotry, the more it will continue to fester.
The second opinion.
Seriously, people are not allowed to have private conversations anymore. You want to condemn for what they said in an email, but let me look through your communications for the past 10 years. Are you clean and pure? Is anyone? This muck outrage has to stop. No one is hurt by these words. No one really cares. It is all grandstanding.
3. Is pizza good for you? The first opinion.
It is filled with salt, unhealthy fat, and difficult to digest grains. It is easy to find, as so many restaurants are around, but that doesn't mean the food is good for you. Do you want high blood pressure and diabetes at a young age? I think not.
The second opinion.
Hey, even carrots are bad for you. They are cold in nature. They could cause a virus to take over your body. I'm just saying, you should think about it. There is nothing wrong with pizza, in moderation. If you are dire need of salt to stay energized, the combination of wheat, tomato sauce and cheese is never a bad option.
4. Should we stop changing the clocks twice a year? The first opinion.
I really am sick of this. I see no reason to continue with the nonsense. The days get shorter in the winter. They get longer in the summer. Deal with it. Why are we pretending that a certain time in the day is something which it is not? Do you know how many heart attacks there are each year, caused by the clocks moving forward? People lose precious sleep, and the added stress does them in.
The second opinion.
I see nothing wrong with moving the clocks around. It provides a much-needed reset in the winter months. We get that extra hour of sleep at night. Sure, the spring forward is difficult to deal with, but austerity is good for you, every now and then. It prevents people from settling into bad habits.
5. Which political party should I favor? The first opinion.
The country was built on freedom. The people have rights. The representatives are supposed to reflect the will of the people. Our rights are not determined by how many people supposedly test positive for some disease that's going around. Hospital capacity does not determine how we should behave on a daily basis. We need to elect new leaders.
The second opinion.
How can you be so cruel? We are in an emergency situation. We need to watch out for the vulnerable and the less fortunate. Your precious freedom is only going to get more people killed. We have to stay the course. If the disease is around for another 5 years, it will be totally worth it to maintain the safety measures. If I have to lock myself in my house for the entire time, I will do it.
In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna advises to leave the ignorant alone. They are mired in their ways, swaying back and forth on the pendulum of material existence, represented on either end by Boga and Tyaga. 1 second I want to enjoy. This is my burning desire. I make every effort to turn the potential into reality. The next moment I am desperate to detach myself from the situation. That Christmas tree I purchased last year, place it on the curb for trash collection. That gym membership which automatically withdraws a monthly fee from my bank account, cancel that as soon as possible. That person to whom I was strongly attached, I never want to speak to them again. In this way, the valuable human life gets spoiled. The time is wasted. There are endless rabbit holes to explore. As time brings about change, and time is itself steady in attack, there is always something new to learn. The pages of history expand at a linear rate, and so there is always more information and scenes to revisit and contemplate. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that the pure devotees are even more merciful than the Supreme Lord. While Sri Krishna advises against unsettling those mired in a material existence, devotees understand the ultimate purpose of the timeless wisdom of the sages, passed down in the Parampara system. Therefore, they take great risk in spreading the message of divine love to others. They kindly ask them to wake up from the slumber, to see things as they truly are, to realize the countdown clock ticking away, and to not spoil the wonderful opportunity for fulfilling the evolutionary journey of the individual spirit soul in a material existence. That is to say, I can take birth on land, in the sea, in the air, on a tree, within the ground, with the ability to move or force to stand in one place. I can accept so many different body types, up to 8,400,000. It is in this human birth that I have the best chance for God realization. I should make the most of the opportunity. I should not be diverted into needless argument and debate over issues that fall within the category of duality. Neither side in such debates is necessarily correct or invalid. The rain is a menace to my evening commute from the office, and yet the same rain is a blessing from above for the farmer. I pray for a cooling breeze in the heat of summer, to give me relief. The same breeze, having not changed in nature, is bitterly cold and terrifying in the winter months. The response from my side is based on juxtaposition, on where I stand at the moment. Spiritual life is above such dualities. Serving the lotus feet of Sri Krishna is beneficial to me in any time and any place. In any form of body, within any lifetime, connection to transcendental sound is blissful from beginning to end. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, finding arguments way, in debating post to stay, over this issue and that. Never a resolution exact. Valuable time sadly wasted. Where not transcendence tasted. Better to focus on Krishna now. From Parampara learning how.